following program is a collection of Stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell and I'm your host. All right, it's What's on Your Mind Wednesday, and hopefully I've got a doozy for you. But before then, we're going to get into the usuals, right? So the detailsolutionspodcast.com, that's the website. You guys know it. You visited it probably once or twice. It's going to have all the links to where you can find us on socials, where you can listen to us. If you're just stumbling upon us, and not sure, what's up, Paul? How you doing, buddy? It also has a preferred vendor page, some wonderful ad partners who sponsor the podcast, for me to be able to bring it to you in the way that I do. And they also will give you a discount code. Or give you a little bit of a kickback when you buy some of their goods and services. So when you go to the preferred vendor page, you'll be able to click the link, take you right to their website. It's going to have the code or the mentions so that you guys can save some money. Hopefully they'll continue to spend some money with me. We'll all have a good laugh, hashtag money, money, funny. And then we also have the drip shop. If you want to buy any shirts, support the brand, rep the Kong shirts or the logo, that's where you're going to find it there. YouTube, we are on YouTube. Still trying to grow that. Obviously it was never really big for me, but still got it up. So our new detail channel, our new YouTube channel is the Detail Solutions Podcast, and then the number one. So the Detail Solutions Podcast one, that's where you can find us on YouTube. Go over there, like, share, follow, subscribe. I think I uploaded the SMA video. I've got to get a couple of the other ones up as well. I think I might have done the Stark one. I'm not sure. But I got to get some more of those up when I get some time. Also on TikTok, the Detail Solutions Pod, I've been having a grand old time with Opus, breaking these down into cool little clips and posting those up pretty regularly on TikTok. And then I'm trying to get them also up onto the Instagram page as Reels and stuff. So if you want to check those out. Let's see what else. We got the training at Reds. That I'm going to be at. It's May 3rd through the 5th. It's the Jess Carr / Angel Wax training at Reds in Marietta. I'm going to be there having a grand old time with my good old buddy Noxie. Hopefully we'll have the waxes by then. Maybe we'll do a giveaway, get some waxes out or something while we're there. So if you want to come to that, go check that out on the Angel Wax page. We also have one with Aquatech coming up. I got to get the dates on it. I believe it's in April. That's going to be out at Rupes. If you guys want to do some training out at Rupes, learn from Jason Rose and Sarah, and then get certified with Aquatech with Jen. I unfortunately will not be at that one. It's Jen show for this one. But check that out. That's on the Rupes page. You can go and find that training there. I promise I'll have the correct dates for you next time around. Other than that, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to us. I brought him in early. You guys can see that Kyle is my guest tonight. So let's do a commercial break and we'll come back and get talking with Kyle about some training. So we'll be right back.
It's your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Autofiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order. The difference is in the details.
All right, I'm back with Kyle. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How about you, man?
You know, I'm living the dream. I don't know whose dream, somebody's dream.
As long as we're figuring it out.
Yeah, right, right. No, man, you know, thankfully I've been staying a little bit busy in the shop lately, so I can't complain there. Finally, you know, getting back to making some money, so keeps the wife off my ass and, you know, you know how that goes.
I do, man, I do.
So listen, man, I reached out to you today and asked you, you know, to jump on and be a part of this because I wanted to talk about trainings, you know, and you kind of came to mind when I was trying to, you know, find some people because like we talked about the last time I had you on, you know, I mean, you've definitely have, you know, done the education and, you know, done a lot of the trainings. I mean, I think you've taken every single training Rupes offers, you know, plus some of the other ones that you've done. And then on the flip side, you worked for the Rupes, you know, training facility. So you have kind of like that both mindsets, but the thing that kind of, you know, I've been thinking about because it's, you know, I sit back and I see a lot of things popping up and it, you know, just, you know, like the old Arsenio Hall used to say, you know, things that make you go, you know, and I see these right. things and, you know, it's like every day it seems like there's a training pops up and, you know, I feel like trainings now are starting to be like everything else with this industry and just kind of a little oversaturation where, you know, it's everybody and anybody now seems to be doing trainings. You know, and there's definitely the tried and true, you know, the reliables, the credited people, you know, your Rupes, your Rennie Doyles, your Gloss University, Chicago Auto Pros, you know, on and on and on, whatever.
Right.
But, you know, then there's also kind of those guys like you've never even heard of before, you know, and they're offering trainings at their shop on a weekend for, you know, a few hundred dollars and stuff like that. And then kind of everywhere in between, right? Like the old guys, the old guard, you know, that are training and, you know, maybe their ways are still kind of old technique ways and not with the new technique ways, you know, maybe it's people that are just, you know, way over the top or whatever. So I just kind of wanted to talk and, you know, as somebody who might be looking at trainings, especially new people coming into this industry that want to better themselves, right? Like, you know, how do you, you know, and again, you, cause you've kind of been there, you know, how do you guys, you know, or how would you, or what would you recommend to people to look for, you know, in trying to pick that right training?
Right. I would look for what you want to be the expert in. If you want to be an expert in paint correction, you're going to know that, you know, you want to go to one of those guided types of trainings. Rupes, list goes on and on, as we said. If you want to know about coatings, you're going to go to different people who hold different coatings. There's a lot of reasons I carry a lot of different coatings, and that's to know any coating inside and out. But you have to train on that coating and get certified on that coating to know that coating. So what I look for is the facility, the trainers. Have they been there before? Were they detailers before they did this, or are they just trainers? Either way is fine, but I think there's something that can be learned from all of those people, even if it's a little, like yeah. you said, a business thing or, you know, some people learn detailing first and then business second, or business first and detailing second. So you really just need to look at the quality of the facility, the kind of trainings and people they're putting out when they're done with those trainings. But really, what do you want to learn? What do you want to be an expert in and be able to train your teammates or your workers on, you know, what you're going to be doing primarily? What do you do at your shop? You know, that sort of thing.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, like, you know, mentioning, you know, checking out the facilities and things like that. I mean, for you, is it a facility? Is it a brand, or is it maybe the person? Right. Because, you know, yeah, you could go like, you know, okay, Rupes, right? Like, they've got the facility, you know, I mean, right. Obviously they've got Jason Rose and Sarah. So they've got the training, you know, kind of covered or whatever, you right. know, or, you know, some people could look at, you know, an Aaron Knox or Jason Kilmer yep. that maybe yep. don't
standing have, gurus.
Right. They don't have the facility or the brand, right. so to speak. Right. But they're mm-hmm. the guys that have the knowledge. So, you know, I think that's something else that kind of plays into it, you know, like how, yep. you know, when you're trying to pick is, you know, yeah. Do you go for facility and, you know, good trainers, or do you go for somebody that's just badass and you might get, you know, a little bit more than you bargained for, you know, because I definitely know when I went
style.
Yeah. Cause I definitely know when I went to Noxie's, like, you know, I was kind of like that Julia Roberts meme where like all the math equations, you know, he's like telling me all this stuff and, you know,
I felt like Rain Man.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like I'm like getting like maybe 10 or 20% of it.
Yeah.
Because the guy just knows so much and kind of right. the same thing. You know, I kind of feel the same way, not only when I did that, but I feel the same way, like when I talk to David Patterson about stuff or, you know, yep. listening to Jason Kilmer talk about sanding. And it's just like, okay, you had me there and you lost me there, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, you know, that's something else that I think, you know, has to factor into it.
It does. And I'll say the individual or the person is the one that brings you in. Whether it's Knox or Jason Rose or whoever that you're really drawn to. So I think something with training that goes hand in hand that not a lot of people talk about is mentorship. So look at your mentors and where they've trained, or do they offer trainings? So for a person like me back in the day, it was very easy, especially where I live, to seek out a Jason Rose and really pick his brain and go through it. But you're definitely right. Whether it's Knox or, you know, somebody else, there is so many individuals that know so much about detailing, but they're not all in a big facility. Some places, yeah. you know, you got to go to his shop or, you know, Justin Day's shop in Vegas to pick their brain. But those are people that you got to lean on and trust on and look at your mentors. Where are they going? Where did they train? How did they learn? You know?
Right. Yeah. And again, like you said, it was pretty easy for you when you decided to do it, because you're what, you know, stone's throw away from Rupes, yeah, like pretty much. So, yeah.
Yep.
So when you were looking for that, I mean, was that kind of, you know, hey, well, this is right, you know, close by, it's easy for me to do, or was it more of like, it's Rupes, I got to go there? And I think it close.
Obviously the commute was very easy. And like you just said, yeah, Rupes, I got to do it. I got to talk to these people that make these amazing machines that I use and see what's going on. But something really just clicked in me when I was on that end as far as how they do classroom and hands-on time and then put it together. There's always somebody that learns a little different. So yeah. For me, it was something that I would take multiple classes, because I'm the type that needs to write it, needs to do it. I need to see it and see why it works, and then I need to do it with my hands. So the way that they had their training set up, it became very easy for me to, like a sponge, soak it all up, whether it right. was Jason or Sarah or Todd or Dylan at the time or whoever was there. Even more so to this day, they have even more people now. They're just a wealth of knowledge. So when I was looking at that, I started, when I started training, looking at the price of trainings and what do you get for that training. But then, like you said, I looked at who was going to be there, because sometimes there's two trainers that you wanted to get trainings from at one location, and it's the best of both worlds. I think the first training I ever did at Rupes was a Mike Phillips, Auto Geek, and Rupes training. So I got to train with Jason. I got to train with Mike Phillips. And not either one is right or wrong, but they're different styles.
Right.
So it's nice to learn that from old school Boat Mike and then that from old school Mobile Detailer Jason. And it's, that's at least what drew me into them.
Yeah. No, and that's a good point too, because, you know, you can learn, you know, if you can get into one where there's multiples, right? And that was one of the things I liked about the Gloss University training that I attended, you know, because it was Davey P, it was Kilmer, it was Knox, it was Maddie, you know, and then on top of that, you had, you know, Eric Joseph was there with G-Tech at the time. Dylan was there with Rupes, you know, and then, you know, not that he did any training, but, you know, Mike Ring got up and, you know, talked a little bit, you know, here and there about stuff. So, you know, you got a wide variety and you could, you know, and it's definitely different, right? You know, like I remember Noxie showing me how to razor blade a paint drip on a run on a car, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so he shows me what to do. I'm doing it, and he's like, cool. And he leaves. And then Kilmer comes over and he's like, nah, Noxie showed you that trick, didn't he? He's like, hang on, you know, and then Kilmer's like, let me show you my way, right? So you can definitely tell the, you know, even though you're doing the same technique or the same process, that there are definitely different techniques to try to pick up on and see which works better for you.
Right. And in detailing, there's so many different paint types. There's so many different interior types, materials, substrates. Yeah. So if you can learn something from everyone and pick that little bit of knowledge from each one, you can do what my mom always told me when I was little, and it's learn a bit from everyone you meet and gain your own collective knowledge from them.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of those that kind of go on like that. I mean, I know, you know, Gloss University does, you know, one or two a year or something, you know, but those guys are all super busy. You know, I know obviously with Rupes, like when you go to Rupes, it's pretty, you know, almost cookie cutter. I feel like, you know, they have their outline, their syllabus or whatever. It's, you know, you know, paint correction and sanding, you know, and that's kind of it, unless somebody tags on and does a coating or something like that. One interesting one that I've seen that popped up and, who's that? Cam, we pronounce words funny. I got the invite to go. I just don't know if it's going to be in the budget for me to go and attend as a, you know, as the podcast, not actually as a trainee or whatever. But Beasley's is doing one, in Chicago. I believe it's in April sometime, beginning of April. Okay. But what's cool about that one is it's 5 days and they're doing it in conjunction with Chicago Auto Pros. So you get, I think, like 2 days with Phillips at Beasley's. And then there's like a day at Chicago Auto Pros doing window tint. Then there's a day, I think, PPF. And then you also get the detail wise training. So you get the business side of it, right? So you're really kind of encompassing everything that you need, you know, in a training in 1 week. You know, now granted, I know it's probably not super affordable, you know, but
well, and it's you not know, gonna be, but you have to tell yourself it's a multiple day training. And like you just hit the nail on the head, you're gonna learn detailing, you're gonna learn business, you're gonna learn PPF, you're gonna learn tint, And you and I both know on one hand how many places do that at one location.
Right. Yeah.
So
not many. Yeah.
No. Exactly. To backtrack and answer your question again, I would go to a place like that first. A Chicago Auto Pros, a place that, you know, you can learn it all from a wide variety of people, and then from that point, you can really say, oh, I want to go more for this. I want to go more for that. Okay, well, I need more business, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, again, and that's you know, like I kind of said, right? Like, it's not going to be cheap. And that's where, you know, I think people, when they're looking at trainings or looking to do trainings, is, you know, that's like everything else in the world, right? Like, that's the first thing we look at. How much is it going to cost me? Right.
Yep.
You know, right. And I've really started, you know, ever since I started this business, you know, I've really started looking at everything, how I, or how this, you know, a lot of people in this industry are always, you know, oh, dude, they're so cheap. My customers are so cheap, or that customer's so cheap, or, you know, well, everybody is. Everybody's looking for a deal. Like, I guarantee everybody is listening to this, that details, that bitches about a customer being cheap, you know, when they go to, you know, Best Buy or Home Depot or whatever, like, oh my God, it's so expensive. You know, I need to find the cheaper version of it. You know, so like, I've always started looking at things of, you know, especially in a training, you know, no matter what you're spending, right? If it's $700, if it's $1,500, if it's $2,000, what are you going to get out of it in the long run? Like, how is that going to elevate your business, and how much money can you make off that, right? Like, it's kind of like the Rupes machines, right? Like, that's the biggest thing everybody bitches about. Oh my God, it's $400. I can't spend that much money, right? But how much money is that machine going to make you over time, right?
Yep, and how quick is it going to pay itself off?
Right. And if you go into a training and do like what you did, right? Like, you absorb it like a sponge, you go home and put those things into action, you'll make that money back quick. And a lot of times, you know, depending on the training, you know, a lot of these trainings, you get free stuff, right? Yep. Like, I mean, how can you not go home and use free stuff to make your money back?
It.
You know,
and I know everywhere is different, but from an insider's perspective, most trainings at Rupes, you know, whatever pads you're using, whatever small consumables you're using, Sarah's got you set up with a to-go bag.
And yeah.
If you can't take it with you on a plane, they'll ship it to you. And a lot of places do that, whether it's swag or whatever. But you're right, it gives you a little bit of homework to go home and put that elbow grease in, go to your shop, try that technique that he suggested. And it's, oh my God, the amount of stuff you've seen it that you get from SEMAs or mobile techs or training in general, you have to take advantage of that.
Yeah. And it's,
that's what you're paying for.
Right. And you definitely have to. I mean, it's one of the things, I want to say it was when I was talking with Jerry. You know, and Jerry went, I was asking Jerry why he chose the Detailing Success training with Rennie Doyle, you know, and he said he did a 1 day, you know, that was close to him, and immediately went home and implemented the things that he learned.
Yep.
And then realized he had that hunger to learn more. So how he could make it more. Right. And that's the way that it's got to be done. I know I've talked to Rennie a lot of times, you know, and Rennie kind of uses that, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, right? Like, you can get them to the training, you can teach them all the right things, but when they go home, if they don't implement it, then what did they go to the training for?
Exactly. You know?
And that's where I do believe, you know, when you're looking at pricing, you know, and you have to go, okay, yeah, you know, that is a bit expensive, you know,
right?
But how quickly can I turn around and make that money back? I mean,
right.
I mean, it, you know, it was, you know, free training from Noxie for me the first time I went to him, and he's like, go home and raise your prices $200, right? Yep. I immediately went home and raised my prices $200, on everything. And, you know, but if I would have paid him $1,200 and, you know, six jobs, I would have made that money back. Just raising, right. Just for him saying, raise your prices $200.
Well, you know? And you don't know unless you talk to those business minded individuals that have done it. You know, it's not a dirty question. We're all here to make money. Is to say, what do you charge for this? What do you charge for this? Well, your market is always going to be different, California to Colorado to Florida. But no, I had a similar conversation with Adam Garvin, and he actually was in my state either doing training or at someone's shop and came by, and I was picking his brain, not only on a friend level, but on a business level. And I'm going, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? In the same way, he said, raise your prices on everything $200. You're low on this, you're low on that. But without someone like Knox or him that's been there and done it, you don't know, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's, and sometimes you just need to hear it from somebody else too. Like you might know that you're low, right? But you just don't have the confidence to, you know, to go like, oh man, like, you know, I'm going to raise my prices, because you're like, man, because I, you know, it's definitely hard for me. I came from the car wash, right? I mean, you were at the car wash, you were paying, you know, $299 for a bumper to bumper, you know, a full, you know, rotary cut, polish, wax, and the full interior detail. And, you know,
not
I didn't
taping
think,
much out on the exterior, just getting
right,
done.
Right. You know, I didn't think anybody would, you know, pay more than, you know, $400 for, you know, a polish and a coating or for whatever. And, you know, so it, you know, you get in your mind or you get in your head, because you don't really know what people are willing to pay until you put a price out there.
Right.
Right. I mean, I'm sure.
Or offer that expert service. You don't know your market.
No, exactly. And so that sometimes is the key, just talking to that somebody and having them reassure you, like, you know, do it, you're going to be fine. People are going to pay it, you know, you'll be okay. You know?
Yeah.
And, well, and again,
price goes up on everything and no one says a word, whether it's gas or it's that old meme or thing. They're going to pay that for Jordans. They're going to pay that for jewelry. They're going to pay that, in my case, for that video game that you want. So don't feel bad to offer your time and materials that you want to get back.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's the biggest thing right now is people are just, they just lack that confidence to do that, you know?
Training.
Yeah. And again, I think that is something that if, you know, if more people did when they got into this industry, you know, if they took a training, you know, regardless of, you know, pretty much where it comes from, as long as it's a pretty reputable one or whatever, I think people would understand that the difference between, you know, charging $400 and giving something away versus charging $1,200 or $1,500 for the same thing, right?
Right. And realizing there's no problem still having that $400 and some express, what I would call it, package for a customer with Uno Protect or something like that. But there's that high ticket item, there's that low ticket item, but you got to be able to be in between there. But you need training to do it, to know how to do the express the right way without ruining something.
Yeah.
To know how to do the high end one that has to be properly prepped before you lay that coating. So it's all in the training, man.
Yeah, Mike, you just hit on the head what I was getting ready to say. So Mike says more of the training needs to be aimed towards the business, in his opinion. I was just getting ready to say that, you know, I know some of these trainings do kind of incorporate, you know, especially Chicago Auto Pros with Detail Wise, Detailing Success. The Gloss University does incorporate some of the business side of it. But it's kind of like I was talking with Grant Menard the other night. The business isn't the flashy side, right? Like everybody wants to make paint shiny, and that's all fun and games. But if you don't know how to run a business, it doesn't matter how shiny you can make the paint, right? Because we've all seen it, right? There's there's great detailers, phenomenal detailers, but they're terrible business people and they can't stay in business or they're, you know, whatever. Right. And then there's the flip side. There's a guy who's great in business. Maybe he sucks at polishing paint. Okay.
Didn't want to learn anything.
Right. Right. But he's so good at business that he's, you know, lined out the door, you know, and people are like, what is he doing different than me? Like his work sucks. You know, he's just a better business person. Right. Yeah.
Well, it's what you concentrate on, Alex. It's you hit the nail on the head, and so did he. There isn't enough business training. I raised my hand right there because not only was I a construction guy out of high school, so I wasn't, in my opinion, college material or doing any type of job like that, but I dived so into detailing and so into detailing training that I didn't get any business training. Didn't have the business training. Had to learn that the hard way by doing it wrong and realizing you're giving money away, not making money, whatever it may be. So, yes, the business, whether Rupes and Rennie and a couple other places touch on it and really do give you some good tools or calculators to use. I would argue that's the most important part. And it's not flashy, to your point. It's not taught.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that was, I think, the thing that, you know, when I asked Grant, like, how do you get people excited about it? You know, he was like, they have to get excited on their own. Right.
Yep.
Like he's like, I'll tell them, you know, because he's like, I'm very open with our business and numbers and everything like that. He's like, I'll tell them what they're doing. And then they'll go, well, how do I do that? Right. And then you've got them hooked because you go, well, I can teach you, you know, how I did it. And so you're getting them excited about, you know, how you're doing, you know, a $10,000 week or, you know, $100,000 year or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Right? And then once you get them excited about that, then you can, you know, get them excited to actually, you know, learn the stuff.
Well, and that's part of it. There's books, there's customer experience, there's customer pleasing results. There's so much from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Listen, let's jump into a first commercial break. I want to read a couple of these comments and we'll come back and we'll talk some more. We'll be right back.
As a leading provider of tent, paint protection film, and ceramic coatings, experience the transformation as you cool down your vehicle and elevate its curb appeal with Audubon's window tent. Ditch rock chips and scratches by fortifying your paint with Audubon's cutting-edge paint protection film. And for an additional safeguard, add a ceramic coating. Backed by an unwavering lifetime warranty, Audubon's products form automotive armor with no limits. Visit AudubonFilms.com to delve deeper into the realm of automotive care and protection.
So Joel LaPalme's got a good one here. He says he's asked many installers, you know, let's take a look at your P&L and let's figure out where you need help. And so many people look at him, you know, like what?
Yep. What's you know, P&L?
That's a guy, right? Joel's a guy that I don't necessarily think that I want him to train me in paint correction. No offense, Joel. But Joel's a businessman. He's not a detailer, right? Like I want Joel to tell me, you know, hey, look, here's how you make your money. Yep. Here's what you do, things like that, right? Because again, look what he's done with IGL since taking it over and you know, a short time and things like that. So, you know, yeah, that's I think kind of, you know, somebody like him or Rennie or even Greg from Detail Chicago Auto Pros. Detail Wise. I don't know why it like escaped my mind for a second. You know, because Greg's more business than Jason, even though Jason's a slouch or whatever. But like you were saying earlier, you know, like looking at the people or looking at the facilities, like if I'm going to go to a business, I want to look at the business owners.
Yep.
I want to look at the people that are growing these businesses and go take a business class from them.
Yep.
I think that's a great one.
You need a training mentor, you need a business mentor. But if you can get that both at one training, you're winning.
And sometimes you can. There's you know, plenty of guys out there that are killing it in business and killing it with paint, you know? So you can find it, you know, all in one. And that kind of leads me a little bit into the next thing that I kind of wanted to discuss or talk about is, you know, the oversaturation of like these trainings now and how hard it is to kind of pick out because, right. It almost like with everything else, it seems like everybody's prices are coming down, you know, trying to, you know, get people in. And again, you know, on like we were just talking before the commercial break, like, oh my gosh, it's expensive. I don't know if I can afford it. You know, and that's another thing I think that's tough right now is with the economy, right? Like we're seeing a slowdown in business. As much as people might not want to admit to it or not, I constantly talk to people that are telling me they're not, you know, as busy as they were last year,
right,
or the year before or whatever. So it's definitely makes it harder to choose that training you're going to go to because you could definitely go and come back and, you know, probably in a couple jobs, make your money back, but it's being able to shut your shop down for, you know, 2 days, 3 days, a week,
right,
whatever, airfare, hotel expenses, you know, it's not cheap to do these trainings.
No. And you and I have talked about it, whether it's SEMA or mobile tech, beforehand that, you know, you got to have the money to go do it, but at the same time, you're not in the shop making that money. So you hit the nail on the head. It's something you have to look at in the past. And still what I try and do is a training per diem that I give myself. So I'll have so much in a whole nother account or envelope, wherever you want to put it, that is just for training of some kind. Whether it's the ticket to get into the training, the travel to get there, the time away from the shop, whatever that may be. Even mine in recent years has shrunk to the point where I have to now choose, okay, what in-state trainings are happening? Or do I want to just go to SEMA this year and not mobile tech? And, you know, so it's definitely a different economy. And you have to look at that. Where can you afford to go, you know?
Yeah. And I kind of want to talk to you about that. Cause I remember you mentioned it when we had you on the show last time. Like how do you, you know, for, cause I think it's a great idea, right? So anybody who's listening to this that goes, oh man, maybe I should do that. Like a little separate, you know, savings account or whatever it may be. How much do you put, are you putting away like a certain amount every month or, you know, per job, like, hey, I'll take, you know, $5 off of, you know, whatever jobs and put into this training thing and save it up. Like, how do you do that? How do you figure it out? How do you work it? How do you,
I try and take a bit from each job. And then if you can't, you're taking a bit every time you can. Same logic of putting that penny or dollar in a jar and keep putting it in there. Before you know it, you have enough to where you can do a training or a SEMA or something like that. Now, my wife will tell you in past years, I have not been good about doing that. So when you don't do that, on the other hand, it becomes a problem. You're suddenly going someplace that you weren't thinking about going and your shop is shut down and you haven't saved that money to do it. So basically just save, like you said, a little bit from every job you do. A little bit from every month that you've done well, put a bit aside, and just like you would for taxes or anything else, try and save that little bit you can, even if it's in an envelope of your future training, where you want to go, your bucket list training, where else you need to go.
Yeah.
And like I said a bit ago, look at what trainings are maybe held in your state. There could be some from a very good individual like Justin in Las Vegas that knows paint correction really well, that knows PPF really well. You can get in at a cheaper price to him. It's Las Vegas. It's, you know, a lot more easily accessed by people. So you need to look at who's offering what where.
Yeah, exactly. Cam had a, I hate to admit this, but Cam had a pretty good deal here. Cam said, do background checks on people doing trainings. And if they have a big social media following, but all the established guys in the industry say they are a fuckwit, probably don't get a training from them. And I think he's right there, right? Because, I mean, obviously you see these social media influencers or, you know, people that have a huge following,
certified. You know,
and all of a sudden, they're all of a sudden they're doing a training. But again, right, because they have such a big following, anybody that's maybe new into the industry or doesn't know enough and gets on Instagram, and sure, they're following this person because, you know, they have that huge following. They probably, you know, have a bunch of other people that they follow that person. And you know, they're just going to be like, oh, well, you know, they're big on Instagram. So, you know, I'll go contacting them for a training or whatever. Joel said, influencers are not trainers.
That's true. That's
why
you're doing.
That's why I have yet to start training. I don't even know if I'm an influencer, let alone a trainer, but
that's awesome. I don't know, Joel.
Michael Turner had another good one. Peer review is brutal, but usually honest. So, you know, definitely, you know, if you can reach out to people that have taken those courses or those classes and see what they learned, you know, how it benefited them, you know, did it increase their business or things like that.
Right.
It would be another excellent way.
Well, and ask other trainers. I've heard people ask Sarah at Rupes what other places she recommends. So there's a million other trainers, real trainers, that will tell you what they think and where else you should go.
Even Noxie did that on that little video, the video he made for the Andrew Wax training. You know, because it's you know, like most of the Rupes stuff, I think that training's $1,200. I mean, I'll tell you what, the cool thing I think that Tommy did for that was they're doing payment through Shop.
Oh, that's cool.
You could break that $1,200 into $100 a month for 12 months. Like that, I think is genius.
Well, and I think you'll see a lot more trainers doing that, facilities doing that.
Right. Because here's the thing, right? Like me looking at it and going, you know, if I didn't have the money to go, I would go, well, shoot, $100 a month. I mean, we kind of hate doing things on credit. You know, unless it's a, you know, something big, you know, that we put on a credit card and then we pretty much pay it off, you know, when the bill comes around.
Right.
But, you know, so, I mean, I would hate to put something on a credit, but realistically, you know, if you couldn't afford $100 a month, you know, then you probably definitely should be taking a training to figure out how to make $100, you
well,
know,
and again, look at those in-state trainings, see how you don't need to travel anywhere to learn something from someone, you know, maybe you live by Knox or you live by somebody else, you know,
but even in that video, Noxie, you know, kind of put it out there. If you can't come to this and you want to do a training, you know, message me and I will tell you, you know, who to go with or where trainings are, things like that. So, you know, kind of back to your point of, you know, asking other trainers or other people, you know, who they recommend. You know, Joel's got another good one here. I believe it's Joel. Yeah. Interview the person that you're considering learning from.
Yep.
If they are offended, then they are not the person to learn from. And when a trainer thinks they are too good to answer questions about what they will be training, turn around and walk away. Absolutely.
Mic drop, Joel. He comes in with the knowledge every time, man.
Exactly. You know, again, that's why you go to Joel for these smart things.
The business, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let me ask you this, because this is something else that I think of. So, when So usually when people are going to trainings, they kind of have an idea of what they want to learn, or maybe the things that they want to try, mm-hmm. right? So when you're going to a training, do you look at, you know, like, okay, well, they're training this and I kind of want to know that, but they're training this other thing and I don't really care about that. I really only care about this one thing, but I can't get that one thing unless I do this training. Right. Or do you look at a training that you could go to and be like, look, I want to learn A, B, C, and D, mm-hmm. and they're going to teach you A, B, C, and D. Because that's what Noxie did when I went to him. Noxie's like, what do you want right. to learn? And I was like, dude, I want to learn wet sanding, but I don't want to learn like full car wet sanding. I'm not going to do that. I'm right. not doing show stuff. I just want to know how to take some scratches out. You know, I want you to kind of, you know, critique my polishing, my correcting skills, show me where, you know, maybe I'm doing it wrong, how I could get better. And that's what I think made the training so much better for me, was that it was what I wanted,
right.
not what he wanted to train me. Right.
Well, and the way that Joel was saying to interview the trainer that's going to be training you, he's not wrong. And to answer your question, I looked for the places that, like Noxie, would customize that training to what yes. I want to learn. Right. I know personally, Rupes does that. Before every class, Jason or Sarah, excuse me, will ask you, what do you want to know? What do you want to learn? What do you do? Da 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 da. You know, a little bit of that. Whereas some places, you're right, they're just, this is what we're learning, this is what we're doing today, this is what time lunch is, that's what it is, you know? Yeah. So in my opinion, you want to look for places that are kind of an open book. Here's all of our stuff. What do you want to learn?
Yeah, for sure. And for the most part, I think any of the, like you said, with Rupes or whatever, I think most of those bigger branded or recognizable training facilities are going to do that. I mean, they're still obviously going to have a, you know, hey, we're going to touch on this. We're going right. to touch
There's
on this.
We're going to go to lunch do. Here. That's why you're there.
Right, right. But they are going to say, well, what do you want to learn? You know, and then cater it towards that. I mean, that was one of the things that I did with Gloss University. When they broke down into the sanding part, mm-hmm. Again, I'd already gone to Noxie's. I learned the little stuff. I wasn't,
so you're like,
you know, I didn't,
do some email.
Yeah. I mean, you know, cause Rupes broke off and Dylan, was doing, you know, the sanding with the palm sanders right, and stuff like demo. That. Right. Right. And then Kilmer Knox broke off and they were doing, you know, hand sanding. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then they did that for like 20 minutes or so. And then you switched. Right. Right. Well, I wasn't really interested in either.
Okay.
So what I did was, but I was curious about sanding with the machine. So I went onto one of the hoods by myself. And I grabbed a Bigfoot 15 DA and slapped one of the Rupes sanding discs on mm-hmm. it and just started playing with it. And Dylan came over to me and he's like, well, why aren't you using, you know, the handheld? And I told Dylan, I said, well, I don't have a handheld.
Right.
In my shop, I have this.
It could be a mobile guy and, who doesn't
and,
have that.
And if, right, and if I'm going to, you know, experiment with this, I want to go with what I have in my shop, you know, not having to buy something, especially because I won't be doing it, you know, a full-time sort of thing. So it was kind of cool because then Dylan said, okay, well, listen, it's a long throw machine, so it is going to cut harder and faster, you know, with the sanding, so you're not going to be able to run it like you can run it with the hand sander.
Right.
So then we sat there and played with it and figured out, you know, the right amount of time to actually run it without doing too much damage or, you know, not hitting it enough.
Right.
So like, that was kind of cool because I broke off on myself to do something I wanted to yep. do. And then he came over and jumped on it with
me. You do your own little R&D and they show you a better way to do it that you didn't know how to do it. And he's exactly right. They're the ones that taught me. It's always going to cut harder with that machine than one that's made to sand. That doesn't mean you can't use it, because like you said, there's mobile detailers that don't have the air or the shop to be able to do that.
Right. And the cool thing about that I took away from what he was telling me with that on sanding was then it clicked to me all the times that everybody told me about overcycling or overheating because, you know, those machines cut faster with compound and polish. Right. So if you're just, you know, willy-nilly 18 passes up and down, back and forth, you're doing more damage. Yeah, the product might be spreading or have that longer work time, you know, to be able to do that, but you're cutting and you're doing more damage. And so by him telling me that with the sand, with the paper pad, made me go, oh, now I get why everybody says that you should do short cycles when you're compound and polishing, because it's cutting harder, it's cutting faster with that long throw. You don't need that. So,
well, especially, you know, with playing around sanding like they train, you're right. You're removing more material compounding and polishing than you would be with their damp sanding system.
Right. So playing around with one technique gave me information on a completely different technique when I took back to the shop, you know, then I was like, okay, I need to cut my pass time down a lot because I am overworking this. Yep. I'm overdoing it. And now I keep my panels a lot cooler too.
Well, and your wipe off's easier, everything, right? Yeah, you're like, oh my God, it wasn't just this.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, let's do our last commercial break and we'll come back and kind of wrap this up. We'll be right back.
Knows what a detailer wants. Aquatech is a company founded by detailers for detailers.
Aquatech Coatings is a company that was founded on the frustrations that we all face as professional detailers. And that is why we set out to build a company that eliminates those frustrations, to provide excellent customer service, quality products, reliability, efficiency, products that check all the boxes as professional detailers we need and we want.
Find out why so many detailers around the world are loving the Aquatech difference. Join our team today at aquatechcoatings.com.
Yeah, so Noxie chimed in and he says, I showed you that 8 times in a row, you lump. Sorry, Dylan was just better. Dylan was better at teaching me than you were, apparently. Dylan only had to tell me once.
That's like Rupes and me. I'm so hard headed. I had to do each class multiple times because I wasn't listening.
Yeah. But you know, again, you know, like I said earlier, you know, when Noxie starts telling you things, it's, you know, you go into that Julia Roberts, you know, meme of, you know, all the equations and everything because it's just so, you know, it's cheeseburger drunk. Probably. Yeah, those are some damn good cheeseburgers at that hotel I stayed at when I was up there. But yeah, so no, man, I think that hopefully was some good information on here about, you know, how to go about these trainings and pick the right ones and things like that. Because, you know, again, like I said at the beginning, it just, you know, seems like there's a lot of them out there right now. Yep. It seems, you know, it's almost like, you know, what's the saying? Those who can do and those who can't teach, you know? So it's like, you know, you start seeing all these like trainings pop up and you're like, you know, are you busy in your shop though? Like, you know, because, you know, trying to make some extra money, bro, because you can't fill the shop
well,
up.
Well, and something we didn't say earlier that I want to backtrack and say, look at a certain ceramic coating that you maybe want to learn about. See if that facility or if that company is maybe hosting a training at another location, so you can do two for one. You can learn the paint correction, you can learn the coating, you can get certified in both. So that's another thing to think about when it comes to trainings.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, and that's, you know, kind of back to the beginning of the show, you know, the Jeskar Angel Wax training that I'll be at, you know, poking fun at Noxie and, yeah, and having a blast with Tommy and Rick and everything. And then also, you know, the Rupes Aquatech one.
Yep. That one,
you know. Yeah. So, I mean, not only are you, you know, you're getting the Rupes training, you're getting the Aquatech training.
Jen, Sarah, and you can't beat that.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason Rose is going to be with that at that one as well. Right. So
winning,
you know, I feel like, you go for Jason Rose and you leave with some Aquatech. Yeah. You know,
leave
you
with go, the ladies.
You go for Aaron Knox, you leave with some Angel Wax, you know?
Only if you bring oatmeal pies. Know. That's the only way. I don't know if anyone realizes that. They want that swag.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, listen, Kyle, you know, for anybody who maybe is catching you for the first time, you know, if anybody would want to reach out to you and maybe pick your brain on, you know, your many, 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 many times of taking trainings at the Rupes Academy, and then your many, many, many times of training at the Rupes Academy. You know, nobody heard Kyle's first episode. He took so many trainings, they put him on payroll. You know,
like, they told him to
start training himself.
I'm here all the time.
Yeah. But yeah, if anybody wanted to reach out to you, how do they get a hold of you, you know, to maybe pick your brain or ask you some questions?
Obviously through social media, at kylesautomotivedetailing.com on Facebook, or myself, Kyle Camus on Facebook. On Instagram, we're at 303KAD. I think the same on TikTok. And my shop number, if you ever want to give me a call, 303-961-2134. And just shoot me a call. We can chat.
Awesome. Listen, buddy, I appreciate you doing this kind of short notice. You know, Joel said it was a great show. People just need to stop following the noise and search for true trainers and mentors. So,
get your ego out of the way. You'd be surprised what'll happen.
Exactly. So if you're looking for a training, curious about trainings, there's plenty of great ones out there. Just do the research. Talk to people.
We didn't talk about that one. There's tons.
Yeah. They have a great training facility in Kentucky, that they do all their stuff. Like you said, right, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, I talked with Ken Mercer last week or so from Stark. You know, they have an amazing marine training facility that they train on boats and stuff like that. No, Cam, I don't accept charges from international calls.
He's trying.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate you, Cam, for being on. For it's been a while since you've been on, buddy, or watched. So yeah. But all right, man, I'm gonna let you go. I'm gonna wrap this up so I can start the 2-hour download process before I go to bed tonight, so it can go up tomorrow morning. But thanks again, buddy, for jumping on. I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, for you helping me out. And dude, I definitely love all the positive affirmations you send me. So just keep sending those.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me. I appreciate all you guys. That's why I do it.
Thanks, buddy. All right, I'll talk to you later, man. Take care. Bye. All right. So trainings, do your research, do your homework, do your due diligence, you know, talk to some people, whether people that you know that have taken these trainings, or, you know, like Kyle said, you know, talk to other trainers. You know, if they're not doing a training that you can make it to, you know, talk to them and see if they can get you somebody in your area. Definitely, you know, business, anything business oriented is going to probably help you the most. So if you can definitely find one that's, you know, that has that as an added bonus, you're going to be, you know, probably better off than just learning shiny paint. That's all I've got. I appreciate everybody for listening. Take care and have a great day, night, weekend, whenever you're listening to this. We'll see you soon.